Now, when y'all were kids, what sort of things would they give y'all to, when you were young, to entertain yourself? When you were a young boy?
About all they give was a horse or a goat or something like that.
Well, maybe if you were even younger than that, what would you have? Sort of things.
Little wagons.
Play.
And things like that to play with. And didn't have too much but what we made. We had to make our own toys mostly.
Toys?
We'd take a little old iron band off a wagon hub and take a stick and nail a little straight board on bottom of it. Throw that band down, get it rolling, and just take that stick and just go trotting along and just keep that thing rolling for the longest. We had a lot of fun with those things. I played with the dogs a lot.
Yeah.
I could take them and go out in the woods. I didn't fear nothing. Well, nothing gonna bother me. I tell you what I did do. I was out there one day and one of our good dogs, he was a dandy bird dog. He was trailing a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up on a log and was going along and his nose down smelling for that squirrel, you know. And he, all of a sudden he stopped and there was an old cottonmouth moccasin laying on that log and he tapped him on the nose and the dog squealed and he come right straight to me.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Lad. I says, come on, Lad, we're going home. I'm going to give you some grease. I carried him home and I got some lard and warmed it up so it would run. And I just poured it in his mouth. And that dog knew I was trying to do something for him. And he just drank it. And I saved that dog's life. He got all right. But he swelled like everything.
What did the lard do?
Killed the effects of the grease, of the poison, I mean. That grease kills the poison. I knew a white boy got bit in the cotton patch with a rattlesnake. Bit him on the heel. And his daddy took him to the house. He wasn't no way to get to a doctor. A doctor wouldn't know nothing, no day, no way about a snake bite. But he just took him to the house and took a pan, put it down there, and just poured a lot of coal oil in it, about that much.
Yeah.
And just set that boy's heel down in it. And he said he could see that poison, that green stuff, coming out of his heel. And it just come out and then he poured that poison oil out and put some more in there. And that boy wasn't very sick either. He lost a little time in school, but might a little. We was going to school when it happened. They had a crop down there and they were just out in the field one afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Walking around looking at the crop, and he was tagging along with him like a boy would with his daddy and his uncle, maybe, or whoever it was with him, you know.
Yeah.
And the snake tapped him on the heel. They hadn't seen the snake, and he hadn't either. But they killed it. Said a little old ground rattlesnake.
Hmm.
They're not longer than that, you know, little old ground rattlesnake.
Yeah.
But
if somebody, well, when in a war, when somebody got a bullet go through them, you call that a what? They might get a bullet.
Bullet through? That's a wound.
I see. And would things ever, what would you call that kind of dead flesh that would get around a thing like a wound like that?